It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, in this gorgeous Wednesday night. You can start to tell that it's spring out there, finally. And we welcome in studio, I guess, the face and the voice of the WOW committee, and that is Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Jack. How's it going today?
It's going pretty good.
Good to hear.
So, there's a lot going on behind the scenes at this point with the WOW. And you know, it's been kind of neat to see, you know, some of the things that weren't originally planned to be done with the WOW. And one of those things is the new scholarship program.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what's been exciting over the first 5 years of this, is that we've seen it grow. And, you know, sitting behind them desks, you know, the first year and not really knowing what we were getting ourselves into until now, to see what it's grown into and the ability to help such a wide realm of people from surrounding communities as well as our own, it's very rewarding.
That's cool. So let's start at the very beginning. Okay, and to get a little bit of an idea of how in the world did this get started?
Well, you know, the story's been told many a time, I think, and it goes back to Jake Garkey. And anyone that knows Jake knows that he can come up with the craziest ideas. And, you know, this is kind of based off of an event that's in southeastern Ohio that, you know, some of the committee members have been to, just a big raffle, essentially. Yep. And let's bring that to Fort Recovery. How can we do that here? And, you know, how can we use that to benefit us? And you sit around and talk about, okay, we need a new baseball field. We need to figure out how we can pay for a new $1 million-plus complex, and selling a bunch of raffle tickets for golf carts isn't going to do that.
Yes.
So, you know, how do we make that happen? And Jake comes up and says, you know, I've thought about this. I bet we can make this happen here. And here we are. You know, we made it happen. And you sit around that table the first year and go, oh, what do you think about selling $3,100 lot or raffle tickets? Whew, that's a lot of raffle tickets to sell in this area.
And no chance.
No chance, right? I think everybody had the same sentiment. No chance. And yeah. Now this year, in the fifth year, we sold 10,000 tickets in 45 days. So, you know, it's pretty amazing what it's grown to, you know, from what it started. But it was how do we help our athletic boosters raise some money to build a much needed new baseball field in this area? And now we have that baseball softball complex, absolutely beautiful, ready to go, opening up this Friday night. And we're so excited for that. And on top of that, we have just a huge list of beneficiaries that we've been able to support as well.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about not only the 2023 WOW, but some of your longer term things too. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Boy Scout Troop 99 will be holding their annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Sunday, April 2nd from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Fort Recovery American Legion. The breakfast includes all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you can eat, along with coffee, milk, and juice. It's only $7 per person, and children 5 and under can eat for free. Tickets can be purchased from any Boy Scout or at the door. Don't miss the Scouts' annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Palm Sunday, April 2nd, at the Legion. The Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 15th, and you can pick up the dinners from noon to 2 p.m. at the new baseball facility. There will also be a baseball doubleheader with the South Adams Starfires that day, starting at 11 a.m., so just bring the family and make a day of it. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $9 each, and you get half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the game, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 15th from noon to 2 p.m. during our home baseball doubleheader with South Adams.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler talking to Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner, the pretty face and awesome voice of the WOW.
We'll just stick with awesome voice.
There you go. So let's talk about, you know, one of the new programs that has been started because of the success of the WOW is a new scholarship program. Why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, we're real excited to be able to offer this to local seniors this year. So when we sit around and go, how can we really directly help students in our local area, we felt scholarships were going to be a huge part of that. So as a committee, we determined, okay, let's see what amount of money we're able to put forward towards this, and how do we want to present these. And our hope is that we can continue to expand this in future years. But this year we're donating $11,000 in scholarships. So we got 22 $500 scholarships we're giving out. We're going to give two out to seniors at 11 local schools. So if you're a senior at any of the local schools that we have around, and the list is on our website, but a lot of the MAC schools and Jay County is included in that. And go to our website, wowraffle.com, and check out what it takes. Now, the deadline for the application is this Friday. So, you know, we only got a couple days left. You know, we opened it up back in the middle of February. So kids have had some time. And last I looked, we had over 70 applications, which is just amazing. It's awesome. But we're going to award two $500 scholarships to seniors at 11 different local schools. The application process is just a short essay, really focused on how have you helped your community and throughout your high school years, right? How are you giving back to your community? Because that's what we really value. You know, as 14 committee members sitting on the WOW committee and looking at the hundreds of people that come help us make our event happen, you know, it's very important to us that people are involved in their community, and so that's what we're really looking for. So it's a short essay kind of touching on that, and a letter of recommendation from a non-related person, someone from your school or someone from the community that can attest to that. And so when we sit down next month and look through these applications, that's what we're going to really look forward to, and we'll be happy to give out 22 $500 checks here by the end of April.
Fantastic. And you're being on various scholarship committees over the years, I am always impressed by the quality of kids that we have coming out of the schools.
Absolutely. Yeah. I haven't read through a lot of those yet because I'm waiting for them all to come in, but it's pretty amazing to see, you know, what, you know, what those kids have to say and how they're giving back to their communities. Because first of all, there's so many different ways. You know, I feel awesome that I'm able to give back to this community through some help with the athletic boosters and through the help with this event, and it's very rewarding to do that. And there's just so many ways, you know, kids and adults alike can get involved, and that's what we really value.
Fantastic. So along with the scholarships, of course, the WOW has been instrumental in paying for the new softball and baseball complex, as you had talked about. So can you kind of share, how much has been raised towards the overall cost of the project?
I don't know the exact numbers on everything. I can say that over the course of the first 4 years, now going into year five of the event itself has raised over $750,000, which is kind of mind-boggling to look at. You know, and so we are, you know, a majority of that to this point has gone to funding that baseball and softball field. But there's also over 30 other organizations and different things that we've been able to help contribute to as well in our community and surrounding community. So that's exciting. So the exact numbers as far as how much has gone to the baseball softball field, I'm not sure, but you know, it's pretty exciting to see that project come into fruition. You know, to be able to, first of all, I work at the school, so knowing I'm looking out that window every day and seeing that thing develop over the last 2 years, and now being able to look forward to the excitement of the kids playing on it. I've been watching practice on it for a couple weeks. It's pretty incredible to think that I had a small part of that, but that our community and everyone has really helped make that dream become a reality.
Fantastic. So, you know, and this is probably putting the cart before the horse to a certain degree, but with the completing of the softball and baseball complex, and I know that there's still loans out on it and there's still bills to pay, but has there been talk about what's next as far as any large projects that you guys have looked at?
There hasn't been, and I'm going to tell you that from our standpoint, I hope that's a while away, because the amount of time and sweat and blood and tears and work that has gone into that complex by so many people has been extraordinary. And it's all that behind scenes things that you know, a lot of people don't realize that happen, that make that happen. And so the athletic boosters and you know, the athletic department at school and everyone in the community working together to make that happen has been extraordinary and also just draining. Yeah. You know, and I don't have a huge part of that, you know, that actual work, but there's so many that do. So I really hope there aren't any major projects coming up next. I'd love to be able to get that. We would love to be able to get that baseball, you know, softball loan paid off and then be able to continue this event to help in whatever ways we can help.
Fantastic. So as you talk about the event, and you probably make sense to talk about exactly what the event consists of.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're looking forward to this year, August 25th and 26th, in Fort Recovery here, you know, kicking off our fifth annual event. And if you haven't been to before, all I can say is you got to be there to experience it, to see what it's really about. But you know, a lot of you that are watching or that are listening have been there before, and you know, and we're just excited to keep it growing. So this year kicks off on Friday night. Gates open at 6 o'clock on August 25th. And we have our Toe and Go raffle on Friday night, which is a interactive style raffle. It's one of my favorite things throughout the weekend, because as the host of the game show, you know, I get to play Wayne Brady. I get to be that guy that gives somebody this year a Jeep I can't imagine being the person on the other end. I got my heart fluttering because somebody's walking up there with a key in their hand and they're going to win a stinking Jeep. It's your chance to be part of a real life game show and win real life big prizes. That's a lot of fun. And we got entertainment on Friday night. Our future, to be retired superintendent Larry Brown is coming back this year with his band. They got three guys, and they're going to kick off after the Tow and Go raffle and play some music for us. They were at the event last year; they were awesome. And then, more than excited and so thrilled to have that Arena Rock Show as our closer on Friday night. Just a huge rock band they'll put on a show 9 to 11:30. They're just going to rock your socks off. And of course, then we have our raffles, side raffles, 50-50s, games, everything else at the event that has more than enough to do there. But it's a lot of fun. So then Saturday, the highlight of the event and really what it's all based around is the super raffle. That is from 12 to 7 on Saturday. This year we're giving away 241 prizes in that raffle. That's one prize every 2 minutes, and from 3 to 4 o'clock, one prize every single minute in order to give away 241 prizes, and the total value of those prizes is $800,000. We got our lottery ball machines up there on stage getting them balls pulled every 2 minutes. Numbers are up on the big LED screens, and it's just a big chance. And those are the tickets that sold out, right? Those are the tickets that we sold 10,000 of them in 45 days back in October and November, and it's really the highlight of our event. But while that's going on, I got stage games that I'm interacting with the crowd that we're playing. We got music on and off the stage all afternoon. We got attendance prizes, all the other great things going on. After the super raffle ends at 7, we got our large side raffles that we give away. We got local band Salt Creek coming in and kicking off the show again for us on Saturday night. And then more than excited again to have another great country artist, an absolute legend in the industry, and Tracy Byrd, and wrapping up our event on Saturday night. So it's a weekend jam-packed, and I remember back a couple of years ago hearing someone call it a kind of like, it was almost like a Woodstock, you don't know what you're gonna get, and it's just a lot of fun. And so if you haven't been, you gotta be, and if you have been, then I know you're gonna be back.
Fantastic. And you had talked about Tracy Byrd, so have you been practicing your watermelon crawl yet?
Well, I sit behind the stage, so I'm gonna I will sing along and stay out of the way, and I'll let the watermelon crawl into all the pretty looking ladies out in the crowd.
Fantastic. So you talked about the fact that the super raffle is completely sold out. You sold out in 45 days. Are you still selling Tow and Goes?
Yes, we are. So that Tow and Go raffle, we're actually doing a little different than we did in past years. In past years, it was a progressive style raffle, meaning that the more tickets we sold, the more prizes we would give away. Well, this year we've changed that to a straight raffle, because in past years, in order to know what prizes we need to order for the raffle, we had to end the ticket sales in March so we'd have enough leeway time to order our prizes and get them in. We wanted to be able to sell tickets for this up until event if need be. And so it's a straight raffle now, meaning that we have 10,000 tickets, $25 each, that we're selling. And, as long as 8,500 of those at least sell out by, the event, then that's how that, then that raffle is going to be given away. And I have no fear in that happening. But, yeah, tickets are still for sale for that, $25 each. You can buy them at a few local stores. And if you're looking at what local stores in this Fort Recovery area have them, you can check our website. But you can buy them directly offline also, wowraffle.com. Purchase one, purchase four, purchase as many as you want. But those get you a chance at that Friday night raffle. This year, that Friday night raffle has 9 prizes. And I'm going to go through them here. I'm going to check my cheat sheet, though. So prize number one's a trailer. All of these, or most of these, have a trailer with them, right? That's why we call it Tow and Go. So it's a 6x10 flatbed trailer with a skid of beer on it. Prize number two is a trailer with $5,000 cash. Prize number three, a trailer with $10,000 cash. Prize number four is a cargo trailer, and it's a mystery prize. It's a $14,000 total value, and no one's going to know what's in that until it gets unlocked that night and we open that door to see what's in. Prize number five.
It could be full of balloons.
It could be. You know,
well,
it
would be $14,000.
$14,000 worth of balloons.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
That'd be tough. Prize number five is a WOW Special 5th Anniversary Edition golf cart on a trailer. Prize number six is a Polaris Sportsman 570 EPS Touring on a trailer. Prize number seven is a jet ski on a trailer. Prize number eight is $15,000 cash on a trailer. And prize number nine is a 2003 Jeep Wrangler with a Taxa Outdoors Tailgate Edition trailer. And we have those two prizes in. We actually pulled them through the parade last week in St. Henry. I mean, that is, oh man, would that be a prize to be able to drive that Jeep and pull that you know, valued at like $19,000 tailgating trailer. I can just see myself pulling into Cleveland Browns games tailgating with that. I can't win it, but I can see myself doing that. So it's nine unbelievable prizes. And if you haven't seen the Tow and Go before, on that Friday night, we pull nine winners. All nine are going to win one of those prizes, but they're going to come down one at a time and play a Let's Make a Deal style game where they're going to pick a random key or random envelope, and they're going to determine which one of those prizes they win, you know,
just
and
in the blind,
just in the blind. It's just like, you know, Let's Make a Deal where you're picking, you know, curtain one, two, or three, which one? And there's no zonks in this one though. Yeah. You know, we're not fooling you.
Now, the biggest zonk is a trailer with a skid full of beer.
Well, the biggest zonk you're going to get is when the trailer with a skid full of beer.
$7,000 is a zonk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, and I might do a little bartering with them too and make it fun, right? Just like Wayne Brady's doing on Let's Make a Deal. You know, you got a chance at a good prize there, but I'd be more than happy to give you $10,000 cash and walk away right now. I mean, you're talking $10,000 cash, you know, pennies here. So, you know, it gets people thinking. And each of the last 2 years, someone's taken me up on my offer. Each of the last 2 years, someone has bought a key off me. And the first year we did it, of course, the guy that took me up on my offer had the key for the lowest prize. So, you know,
well, good
they
for
got
him
us.
Then, but
they got us, you know, and that's okay. Yeah, that's what makes it the fun of it.
And you kind of make up some of that because people love to see that. So if they saw it 1 year, they're going to try everything they can to get down there again to see that again because it's fun.
Oh, it's a ton of fun. So you want your Tow and Go tickets, $25 a piece. You can buy them online at wowraffle.com. There's plenty left as of now. We're going to sell them until they're sold out or up to the event if we have to. But you can get on and get your tickets because it's just a hell of a good time.
Are you going to consider selling them at the event? Because I think a lot of people might show up. But now, of course, it's Friday, and
we draw right away. So
only have a couple.
The goal is to have them sold out by then. And honestly, they will. But I mean, they're going to be sold out by then. In past years, the rush came in March, right? March 31st, we stopped selling the tickets, and it's okay. Well, we got to, you know, everybody went on the last week and bought tickets. Well, now that it'll be June and July, probably.
So now when they get their income tax refund check back, they can buy $1,000 worth of tickets.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
So I tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back and you talk about events like the pre-event 50-50s and other things going on with the WOW. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Stop out and visit us at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday during Lent. We'll be having our popular all-you-can-eat fish fry on Friday nights from 4:30 to 7. Along with our famous freshly cooked fish, we'll have French fries, a variety of salads, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early and stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for our all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Come on out and see us at the Wendling Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 2nd at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only and are available from any of the firefighters. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick meal during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 2nd from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up your chicken dinners. Get your tickets now from any of our firefighters for the Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 2nd, from 4 to 6.
I love chicken dinners.
Well, you've got a lot of chances because not only the firefighters are doing one, the baseball team is also doing one.
I saw that.
That'll be on a Saturday, I think the 11th or something like that, for a doubleheader with South Adams and chicken dinners. You don't have to go to the game to get chicken dinners, and you don't have to get chicken dinners if you go to the game, but it's all together there at the same time and at our new athletic complex.
So who are we talking to tonight?
We're talking to Mr. Ryan Steinberg.
Oh, hello, Ryan.
Who is from the WOW. As people on the WOW Facebook page can see, he is. They can see him and you.
Oh,
and Rocker back
Lucky
in the background.
I do see Rocker in the background. So, wow, Rocker! Yeah. There you go.
And don't doze off.
So we had talked about like the Tone Go tickets are presently on sale, but there's other things that are presently on sale or soon to be
on sale. So, you know, our pre-event 50-50 is going to be on sale soon, and we were hoping to hit an April 1st date on the sale of that, and we're not going to quite get that, and so it's going to be early April, and we'll announce that date when it happens. But I'll also kind of go into why that's going to happen. So we are more than excited to have partnered with a new raffle company. They're called Raffle Box, and they're actually located, their central headquarters, I believe, in Nova Scotia, Canada. All right. But they have people that work all around Canada and the United States. They actually run the 50-50 raffles for the Minnesota Twins, for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and many different major league organizations. And we're going to be shifting to running all of our back-end sales through Raffle Box. So they're going to be doing our campsite sales, and we'll talk about that later, and we're going to be doing our pre-event 50-50. Actually, here soon, we're going to shift the tow-and-go sales through them. Everything's still going to be available on our website, but now when you go click, you know, I want to purchase a ticket, it's going to bring you to the Raffle Box site. And they're really going to be able to take so much headaches and so much pressure off the back end for us committee members, because the amount of hours and hours of work that go into, you know, figuring out that money that comes in and lining up all the tickets, it's just, you know, it's a lot. And so they're going to take care of this. And we're excited to have them on board.
I'm guessing that stuff was... The first year, everything's difficult. Then the next year, maybe not so bad, but the bigger it gets, the more there is. And the more there is, the more burned out people get. And they're just trying to think, man, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And it all kind of, you know, it has to be done at the right times and all that kind of stuff. And you guys actually have lives.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, exactly. So. It's a lot. You know, when you talk about selling 10,000 tickets for the Super Raffle, and we got to inventory all those and get all those put into a spreadsheet, and we got 7 or 8 women sitting around computers 5 or 6 nights just typing away. I mean, now, eventually, hopefully all that can be taken care of for. So, you know, for the pre-event, 50-50, and it's all going to be taken care of. You know, by Raffle Box. So we're so excited to have them on with us. The guy working with us, his name's Jim. He's out of Fort Wayne. He's driven down here multiple times now and, you know, met with us. And,
well, that's
and,
pretty good. That's, you know, that's service.
It,
you know,
well, that's, he's,
they,
and,
they want it to work. Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely. And he is so excited about our event that, I mean, all he can talk about is the ball machines we use, right? It's I just can't believe them. The lottery ball machines, and he was, you know, the balls, and people might not know this, but those, the number balls that pop up out of that are not just cheap balls. I mean, we spend a lot of money on them. They're the exact kind of balls that the Ohio State Lottery uses.
Yeah.
They are weighed so that they all weigh exactly the same. Yeah. They come with a caliper so you can measure and make sure they haven't changed
shots. Because, you know, oddly enough, is the odds can be different if something if one of the balls has 2 digits on it. a 1 compared to 99.
Yeah, because of the weight,
the weight of the paint or whatever it is, that can actually affect it.
So all of that is so, you know, so precise, but it's, you know, being, and he's a guy that didn't know anything about our event and found our event, and it's like, he's just enthralled by it. But I'm going to tell you what sold us. He shows up to our meeting the first night. I'm Jim. Here's what I can do to help you. And you need something to drink? I'll take a water. And a couple of us were, you know, committee meeting, and we're grabbing a beer out. And, you want a beer? Yeah, I drink one. What do you want to drink? You got a Busch Light? Sold. We'll partner with you. You're in.
just so happens.
Just so. No, he was an absolutely incredible guy. He's met with us numerous times through Zoom. He's driven down here, and he's built all this for us, and he's working hard. And there's a couple issues right now going on with the pre-event 50-50, the back end, that, you know what? I don't, and Connor and Jonas and the other guys on the committee don't have to worry about. Him and his team are working hard behind the scenes to get that set up for us. And unfortunately, we're not going to get the pre-event 50-50s on sale April 1st, but he's going to make sure it's right when they do go for sale.
Yeah.
And so,
well, and it's still, five more months anyway.
So. Absolutely, yeah.
So you know, a couple of days isn't going to make any difference.
When you think about the technology piece of the back end of this, you know, I remember when we had the group that was selling you know, lottery tickets for Eldora.
Oh, yes.
And, and how having that technology, when you're selling that many things, to make sure that you've got the technology to do it right is incredibly important. So,
And we look forward to hopefully being able to use that technology at our event, too. You know, so we're working everything out, and we're going to try a lot of things pre-event here, and they may be at the event. Just like at Eldora when, you know, you're purchasing tickets, and, you know, there's still going to be paper tickets that we draw live out of a bucket. But now, you know, you can go up and purchase it, and it prints you out your receipt. So instead of you carrying these long strips of tickets, you got a receipt with all your numbers, but sitting locked in a back room somewhere, all these printers just firing, rapid firing all these tickets out, dropping them into the drum, and so, you know, it's
that racing for relief people, they have that down. They started kind of slow and kept going. Now they have it down pretty much to science, and they, you know, they give away $250,000 to local first responder type of things, fire departments police, first responders, all of that. It's just, you know, it's great. The technology is extremely necessary.
For sure. So I am going to put you on the spot here, and you've mentioned several of them in our discussion, but I think we wouldn't be doing it justice if we didn't mention who's on the committee that you're talking about.
You're putting me on a spot here. So,
I know.
Yeah, so, yeah, Jonas Foote is our chairman. He runs the show, and he's so great at it. Connor Rammel, you know, he handles a lot of the treasurer stuff. So we got him, and you've got me. So now we're at 3, okay? We have Kip and Michelle Deuce. So we're at 5. We got Ryan and Lori 10. So we're at 7. We got Jim Toby. We got Chad Fowler. We got Jake Gerke, who's the master brain behind it all. And he'll appreciate me saying that about him. Todd Post. And I'm trying to picture sitting around that table now, because now Craig Evers and Now I feel awful for the ones I'm going to skip
Ross
over.
Overman.
Ross Overman, thank you. Or Ross is going to be mad at me that I didn't think of his name. He's in charge of all the entertainment, and we bounce a lot of ideas off of each other. See, now I'm at 13, and I didn't mention number 14, so now I'm going to catch hell from
someone. Well, you know
someone.
What? We can make it like the you mystery prize type
there we
thing.
Go.
There
yeah.
you go.
Perfect. So, yeah, it's... Oh, Rob Mollenkamp.
There we go.
It just took me a second, so thank you. So, you know, everybody puts so much work towards this, and, you know, I just... First of all and foremost, what an awesome group of people to work with. Just an absolutely incredible group of people to work with.
Yeah. And everybody, I think, has their own little thing that they do, and nobody else sticks their nose in it unless they ask.
We have our monthly meetings so that we all stay informed, but you know what? Everybody has their own things they take care of, and nobody has to worry about anybody else because it all just gets taken care of.
Yeah, because a lot of times you get something like this, especially when they see it starting to get successful, somebody's going to want to stick their nose in so they can take credit for it, mm-hmm. and want to have their nose in every little thing that's going on, and I don't think that's going on in this. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
So we talked about the pre-event 50-50.
I'm going to touch a little more on that.
Go ahead.
So here's the actual process for the sales of that. So we'll announce it on Facebook and our website and social media when those go for sale. We're hoping early April. It's the intention. But we're excited a little bit of the change in the format of how that's going to work. Obviously, I talked about how Rafflebox is kind of handling the back end of that stuff. But we are going for sale earlier this year. Last year, we gave away over $19,000 in the pre-event 50-50. That was a total pot of over $38,000 in just the pre-event 50-50 that's given away the day before the event starts. We do a live Facebook and video where you can join in and watch. And we talk about the event, and we give away that money. This year, first of all, or I keep saying first of all, but one of the things, we just like giving shit away. We like giving away money. And so we're going to do more of that. So in addition to the pre-event 50-50, we're also going to include early bird prizes along with that. And this is something that we've talked about doing in the past, but didn't have the capability of doing based on, what we were able to do doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
So with bringing Rafflebox in, we can give away early bird prizes. So listen to this prize list. Tickets are going to go for sale early April sometime. On April 15th, anyone who's purchased a 50-50 ticket by April 15th is going to be in a drawing for $1,000 cash. On May 15th, we're going to do another drawing for anyone who's in the drawing by May 15th for $500 cash. We'll have an early bird June 15th for $500 cash. We'll do it July 15th, August 3rd, August 10th, and August 17th. Each one of those days, we're going to give away $500. So get in the 50-50 early, because you're going to have not just the chance to win that big jackpot at the end, you're going to have chances to win cash prizes every month all the way to.
Well, and the earlier you're in, the shorter the odds, because everybody isn't going to be in on April 15th. There's going to be probably, I'm just making a wild guess, but maybe 20% of the people that are in on April 15th is about 20% of the people that be in in August. So
yeah,
so your
exactly.
odds are better.
So buy early. When we get those for sale, buy early. And in the same regard, then, we're going to do the same exact thing because we have the capability now for the Tow and Go raffle. So there's been a lot of people that have already bought Tow and Go raffle tickets. Anyone that's already purchased is in a drawing for the first early bird. Anyone that continues to purchase is going to be in it. The first early bird prize we're going to give away for the Tow and Go raffle is April 30th. We're giving away $1,000 cash that day. So if you haven't bought a Tow and Go raffle ticket yet, get in there and buy them now, because you can be in a drawing to win $1,000 cash on April 30th, $1,000 cash May 30th, $1,000 cash June 30th, and $1,000 cash July 30th. So we're doing early birds for both the pre-event 50-50 and the Tow and Go raffle. So Tow and Go you can buy now. Pre-event 50-50s, as soon as they go for sale next week, make sure you get on and get them.
Fantastic. I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and when we come back, let's talk about the campsite sales.
Absolutely.
I think those are coming up soon. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4850.
Wayne IGA is having a big meat sale going on now through Saturday, featuring lots of Eckrich and Smithfield products and some great specials from their own meat department. Eckrich rope sausage, sausage links, grillers, smoky links, and cocktail smokies are two for only $7, mix and match. And you can get Smithfield marinated fillets and tenderloins, 20-ounce packages, for just $6.99. Premium bacon for $4.99. 1 pound rolled sausage is just $4.39, and Lincoln Patty breakfast sausage is also just $4.39. And from their grab and go meat department, their store ground bulk sausage for $2.49 a pound, store ground ground chuck for $3.29 a pound, boneless pork chops are just $2.99 a pound, and boneless skinless chicken breasts are only $2.19 a pound. Lots of big bargains in their meat department the rest of this week, so get in and stock up at Wayne IGA, the best meat market around. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the boys will travel to Houston to make up the game postponed from last Saturday. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live. This Friday, it will be opening day at our new facility, with both the softball and baseball teams hosting the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. WPGW will be broadcasting the softball game, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting the baseball game. We'll broadcast the baseball game live on Fort Recovery Radio, and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the softball game on our Sports Stream 2, available at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Then on Saturday, the boys will be hosting Crestview at noon, and that game will be heard on Fort Recovery Radio. Baseball and softball seasons have started, so get on the Indians bandwagon. It's going to be a great year for our Indians teams, and this weekend will be a great time to check out our new facility. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back talking to Ryan Steinbrenner about the WOW and all the stuff that's going on there. And one of the things that we've got, I think, starting at the end of this week, maybe, is the campsite sales. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. April 1st, campsites go for sale, 9 a.m. online, wowraffle.com. So if you want to camp out there, I'd suggest getting on the website early. Sites sold out pretty quickly last year. I want to say electric sites sold out the first day easy, and the non-electric sites were gone within a couple weeks, if I remember correctly. But each year it seems to grow. Now, we have added some sites also, but there are a limited number of each type of site. So if you're interested in camping out there, sites go for sale through the website on Saturday, April 1st at 9 a.m. Electric sites sell for $150. That's total for the entire weekend. Non-electric sites sell for $40 total for the entire weekend. You will see a little bit of a processing charge added to each of those. Again, those are going through our new, back-end company raffle box. So if you're used to going on wowraffle.com and then putting something in our WOW raffle cart, now when you click that link to purchase the campsites, it's going to redirect you to the raffle box site. It's completely all right. That's what we wanted to do. But that's where you'll purchase your sites at. So get on 9 a.m. on Saturday, wowraffle.com, to purchase those campsites, electric or non-electric. There is going to be a limit on the number you can buy at a time. I'm not sure what that limit number is going to be. It's not one or two, but I think it's, might be five. So if you're going on and saying, oh, I got 8, 10, 12 different people I'm going to buy a campsite for, you might want to have a couple different people logging on just because there is going to be a limit on how many you can purchase.
Is there any process where people that had them in the past
get first shot?
Yeah, get first shot.
Not currently anymore, no. So we've done some things in the past, but we had, you know, reached out to those people last year and saying, okay, here's what it's going to look like in the future. So just make sure everyone was aware. And so we're giving everyone a fair shot, 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
You're not going to be available for that, make sure you have a friend, a buddy, somebody else that's going to take care of that for you.
Yep, correct.
And so, they'll need your debit card, credit card information, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
absolutely.
Make sure they have all the stuff they need if you're going to have somebody else do that for you.
Yep, you got it. So, you know, if you haven't camped out there before and thinking about it, it's a great time. We have several different times you can pull in your campers, but because of bridge weight restrictions and things going on, you got to come at those times. So all that information can be found on our website. But just to give everyone a little idea if they're thinking about camping, I mean, you can pull in your campers on Wednesday night, August 23rd. You can pull them in on Thursday night, August 24th, or Friday morning, August 25th. But there are certain times you can pull them in there. And it's first come, first serve. When you buy a site, it's not buying a certain site. If you want to camp next to someone that weekend, you have to arrive with them, because we just park them as they show up. And one of the coolest things about that weekend to me is going there on Wednesday and at 4 o'clock seeing campers starting to line up outside the facility, and by 6 o'clock when they can start coming in, we got campers lined all the way up around town waiting to get in. and they do, and but boy do we park them quick. They start pulling in, and we just, it's, you know, because there's no reserve sites, it's just one after another, we just line them up. But it's good to know for you if you're camping. It's kind of hilly out there. We have leveled some of the sites, but have plenty of blocking. Some of the electric sites are 30 amp, some are 50 amp. You're not going to know what you get till you get there, so you want to have the proper adapter cords. If you want to camp with someone, show up with them. But if you want a campsite, Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m., wildraffle.com.
Fantastic. And you, you mentioned the website, wildraffle.com, correct?
You got it, yep.
And what's the Facebook page under?
Wow Super Raffle.
Wow Super Raffle.
Yeah, if you kind of start typing it in, it's going to jump up on the list of things, and you don't have to type it all in. It'll
populate.
Come up
with, yep.
Fantastic. So let's. So what haven't we covered, or what do we want to make sure that we touch on and we let everybody know?
You know, we've talked about a lot, Jack. We've hit a lot of the things that I was certainly hoping to hit tonight and to let people know. And you know, one of the things that, you know, I want to touch on and that it relates to us is what we got coming up Friday night. And that is the opening of the new complex that, you know, that we get to finally celebrate. Now, let's not talk about the weather. Old rain is not looking pretty to us right now. But we got to remember that this original idea, this original thought, as crazy as it was 6 or 7 years ago, was how can we raise money for a baseball field? We need a new one in Fort Recovery. How can we do that? And it's grown way beyond that, but that original idea has come to fruition. We got a beautiful baseball softball complex out at our elementary middle school, and it's just state of the art. And we've got to watch that come and be built and be put there. And now we get to watch our baseball and softball teams play on it Friday night. So I encourage everyone to come out to Fort Recovery on Friday night for that opening night. Fingers crossed that the weather holds out. But Fort Recovery softball, baseball both play Missinawa Valley that night. At 4:30, there'll be a ribbon cutting. You know, we have they're called the Battlegrounds. We have this beautiful arch, you know, it sits there in front of the baseball softball diamond that they'll cut the ribbon at and welcome everybody to the Battlegrounds. And then we'll have the booster members there and some of the donors that have helped, you know, fund different parts of the fields, you know, available for pictures and for talking to. At 4:45, we're going to have a Fort Recovery baseball legend, Jerry Kalp, and Fort Recovery softball legend Marie Osterholt throw out the first pitch on each diamond, and then we'll have the national anthem. And at 5 o'clock, it's play ball on both diamonds. And you know, the sound system, you know, we got one new restroom/concession stand complex there with the press boxes, which is just amazing. If you remember in past years, softball was going inside the school building to use restrooms. Baseball has been using a port-a-john for the last 30, I don't know, forever.
It's only been about 10 years. Before that, you had to go home.
Yeah, you're right.
There wasn't anything,
right? Yeah. You know, so who knew I could be so excited about a restroom, and I'm excited about a restroom. But a lot of people have driven by it and seen it. I mean, you look out at right field of the baseball field, and it's got a wood picket fence as the right field fence, you know, in testament to our history here in Fort.
Yeah, it's basically the Fort Palisades. It's
exactly, you know, and we got these beautiful new digital scoreboards, and it's, you know, I could talk about it for a long time, but you just got to be there. So Friday night, we encourage everyone to come out and help us celebrate, you know, our new complexes as well.
Yeah, baseball and softball will be taking on Mississinaw Valley.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
5 o'clock.
And I'll tell you what, the entertainment at that diamond doesn't end on, you know, Friday night. You check out the school calendar. There's a whole bunch of home games. And
yep. Almost every night, either the boys or girls or both, almost every night except Wednesday, one or the other will almost for sure be there.
Yep. And this might be sidetracking, but we've talked about how much, you know, blood, sweat, and tears and volunteer time and work has gone into that baseball diamond and softball diamond and building that complex. I personally want to give testament to some of my students, and for those of you that may not know, I'm the principal at the middle school here, but somehow over the course of the last couple of years, all of that sand and all of the warning track material that got put in at the baseball field got a bunch of gravel mixed in it, and it's just gravel everywhere, and you know, one, it doesn't look great, but two, that's kind of a safety issue, right? I mean, we don't want kids running on that.
Yep.
And the baseball team's been going out of practices, and you know, while they're not hitting, they're, you know, they're picking gravel, and I had 150 to 200 of my students at different times throughout the day last week out there who all were more than willing to go out there and sit there and pick gravel out of that. And it was just incredible,
cool,
you know, to get them out there. So when I say it's a little bit of everybody putting some time in, it really is a little bit of everybody.
Yeah, and the work day you guys had on Sunday, everybody was up working around the press box, getting everything around the diamond ready. There were six little kids out there with buckets picking up
Stones
on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
You know, one of the things my students did a week and a half ago is they picked every leaf and every piece of trash out of that fencing that was around it to make it look good.
Wow.
And then all that wind came through on Saturday. And guess what was back? All the leaves of trash.
Yeah.
So I had my own daughters up there and some neighbor kids, and they were walking around buckets picking all them leaves of trash out.
Starting over again.
And that's a never ending job. It'll come back again this Saturday.
Yeah, yeah,
but for Friday night, it's going to look pretty
good.
It'll
look pretty good. So I tell you what, let's make sure that we share the date of the upcoming WOW. I'll let you, because I'll mess it up.
Let's just review everything again.
Yep.
So
yep.
This Saturday, April 1st, campsites go for sale. If you want a campsite, get on at 9 a.m. WOWRaffle.com to buy your campsite. Currently on our website, Tow and Go raffle tickets are for sale. $25 each, over $200,000 worth of prizes in that Friday night raffle. We got early bird giveaways coming up here, $1,000 each. At the end of April is the first early bird for that, so get on and buy your Tow and Go raffle tickets. Hopefully early next week sometime, but pretty soon here we'll have our pre-event 50-50 for sale, where you can get online and purchase those 50-50 tickets. The jackpot for that, obviously 50% of the entire pot, will be given away the day before the event, but we'll do early bird drawings for that as well, so get on early to buy your pre-event 50-50 tickets. And then mark your calendars, August 25th and 26th of 2023 at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio, the 5th annual Win on the Wall Bash, 6 p.m. on Friday, August 25th. The gates open. Get your butts down there and just have an absolute blast of a time.
The biggest and best ever, right?
You betcha. Bigger and better every year. And a nod to our founder, Jake Garkey, it's bigger and better.
Very good.
So, yeah, let's take a break and come back with Rocker.
Fantastic.
Is that gonna work?
We'll be back right after this.
We appreciate it a whole bunch, Ryan.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that.
We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
We're back. Hello, Rocker.
Hello, Jack.
How you doing, fella?
Pretty good.
Hello, Tiny. Oh, no? Okay.
What?
So, what you got for us, Rocker?
On this day in pop culture history, the Barnum and Bailey Circuses formed.
Well.
1881.
Really?
It really started in 1871, but it didn't really get going until 1881.
So it took 10 years to get that started.
And the last show was in 2017.
And I think they just might have reformed, but no animals.
Yeah, no, that's kind of pointless.
Yeah.
They got trapeze people. Mm. Jugulars.
It's like s'mores without the marshmallows.
Yeah.
Man-eating chicken.
Huh. Can't do that. It's animals. They can't have animals anymore. Mistreating the chickens, feeding them people.
We're on a time budget.
Yep, it's woke circus now.
March 28th? 29th? I don't know. 1978, the final episode of Carol Burnett Show airs.
Of what?
Carol Burnett Show.
Oh.
Are you with us, Jack?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My hearing aid turned off.
1983, the Rubik's Cube gets its U.S. Patent.
1983? Now, see, I would have guessed much earlier than
it
that.
It was, but this is the U.S. patent.
Oh, so it might have been developed and then didn't get the patent until then?
Yeah. It got us. What's that?
Could you do it?
No chance.
Could you do it?
No. I probably could do it in a week.
Yeah.
I bet I could do it in a week.
Huh?
If I've spent every minute of every day, I could do it in a week.
Airy birthdays.
Oh, airy birthdays.
Hey, wait, you missed one. 25 years ago this week.
Okay. What are you going to yell at him about this time?
Something near and dear to Fee and Bubba's heart.
They got married?
Nope. Viagra was released.
They didn't need it back then.
You know what? It gave a new meaning to high five.
That's terrible.
No, it was.
I sure hope Hal McCoy's not listening.
He's popping those little blue diamonds as we speak.
Happy birthdays. Today we got Jay Mullenkamp.
Happy birthday, Jay.
And tomorrow, Julie Alec.
There was a bunch of birthdays today.
Jen Thompson.
It's not on my list.
They're not his friends. He doesn't have friends. He only has three friends.
Get out more. Get outside of your Brick Street. Go and meet people.
Eat a different place.
Everybody that is anybody goes to Brick Street.
I'm not saying that. Tick tock. Okay, go ahead.
Citizen of the Day.
Ooh.
Dan Schmitz.
All right.
Good choice.
No.
Congrats, Danny boy. Long overdue.
It's lovely birthday time.
Yep.
Reba McEntire turns. This is yesterday. Reba McEntire turns the crisp 68.
Three.
She's about the 10th best 90s country female artist.
Yeah, I think that's... Is that where'd you have her second, on your list, Rocker?
She's number second. Two.
Oh.
Reba?
Yeah.
Number one was Shania.
Number one was Shania. Okay.
Mark Post's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
Jen Thompson.
Yep.
Vince Vaughn is 53.
Mark Love Post.
Vince Vaughn. Julia Stiles turns 42. Lady Gaga turns 37.
Well, then.
Today's birthdays? Hold on a second.
Let me see it.
Delay. Amy Sedaris is 62. Elle McPherson is 59. And Xena herself, Lucy Lawless, 54.
Awesome.
Not bad.
Awesome.
So, in all honesty, do you think Reba's better looking than Faith Hill?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Reba's better looking than Faith Hill. Oh.
My.
Yeah, but.
I stand corrected. So, hey, everybody. You have to stay tuned for Sports Talk.
Yes.
With Bubba and Fee, they have a really big shoe.
Yeah, it's this is going to be a big one.
Cy Burek.
Hal McCoy.
Hal McCoy.
Same thing.
Yeah,
it's 8-10.
Yeah, it is.
Cy Burek's good. Hal McCoy's awesome.
So, stay tuned for Hal, and I think you've got, is it Tyler?
Tyler Maynard.
Tyler Maynard will be in at about 8:30.
Ryan, you said you had him in some of your classes when you were teaching over at Portland?
He's a great science student, so I'm taking credit for everything.
There you go.
All right, that's good. And you said you tried to have him as a golfer.
Well, I tried convincing him to golf, and you know what? He, for one time, he was good. A student didn't listen to me. So
He'd rather do rodeo. So.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.